How pleased I am to join you once again.
That's very kind of you. We're delighted to have you back. It has been very interesting speaking with your colleague during your absence.
I told you last time you would not be here.
Yes, you did.
I am pleased that that is so. I hope since our last meeting that you all now are beginning to feel my influence upon your lives.
I am. I can't speak for yours, of course, but I imagine they are in some degree or other. She did tell them to call on you if you needed help, if they needed help.
I know when I spoke those words to all that they would not be taken lightly. For this I am grateful, and of course I have with me
so you have been aware of the thoughts from my friends.
Oh.
Now I ask that, not that you would not have been aware, but the fact that they have been speaking with you. So you see that they have taken advantage of your offer of help.
As I said, they will say the answers may not always be what you expected to be, but I would never disregard any request from anyone.
I'm sure you wouldn't. And of course you know what is ultimately best for our development. As you say, it is not what we think we should hear.
This time, I want to go slowly again, only to reestablish ties with this one. So, tonight, I ask you please only a couple of questions, then I will remain with you, working with each one of you.
Sure.
And let us see what develops on that. So, while we are able, do you have any questions?
And I have a comment rather than a question. It was stated a few days ago on one of our media channels that the scientists who have been dealing with the beginning of the universe, so-called, are now rather perplexed because they're realizing that what they thought was the beginning was not in fact the beginning. And they seem to be, from their statements, to be very confused about it all.
Yes. I agree with you. I have said to you that the missing link of knowledge that man searches for will be discovered, but I have to tell you that time is not now. So, of course, all new information that your scientists come upon, of course, could
apparently contradictory evidence, it would seem, sometimes.
It is not unusual within scientific fields for this to be so.
Right.
So, they should not be too concerned. Eventually, the time will come when proof, full proof, and knowledge will be there. Of course, there will always be those who doubt that even evidence before them cannot be for them that
and as you say, lost too. Yes, there always will be the doubters. And another very interesting departure is that during this present week of our time, there will be a commentary on one of our television channels about unidentified flying objects. Pressure is beginning to be put on the government to release information which they have, and not to keep the population in doubt anymore. This also, you would say, will happen.
Of course, this is why we are gathering. I believe I have said to you, there is a purpose behind all that we do.
Yes.
And, as I have said before, people power speak volumes. People in the end will force your governments to be truthful. It will teach your leaders to speak out the truth that they know. I have said to you in the heart, your space travelers who have left this earth behind have far more knowledge than has yet been divulged. It will come to me. It will come to light, and the people must judge for themselves.
Quite. Yes, I think the average person is intelligent enough nowadays, in these days of higher education, to judge for themselves, not to be overawed by the unknown.
Unfortunately, your world leaders still see themselves as superior people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they are not.
Yeah.
They are leaders. We must give them that. They have the education and the knowledge which has taken them thus far, but it does not mean they are superior in their intelligence.
Not in the least. And the general population is beginning to understand and accept that fact.
Yes, my friend. Give your earthly time of between 2 to 5 years, and you will see such an influx of knowledge on this subject as will stagger you fully.
You call to that.
It is coming. Those cannot be kept quiet for any longer.
Good. Another very interesting thing which has happened to me since you were last here is that on our other meeting, we had a communicator whom I knew to be one of the abbots also gathering, probably in continuity with what you are doing, also gathering for the benefit of mankind. And this I was told many, many years ago would happen. I did query whether he was in fact one of the abbots, and he agreed that he was one of the group also dealing with the same matters.
Let me ultimate aim is the same. We all have our work to do. That is why we have gathered. I say to you only this. Do not accept any communicator without first judging him fairly.
Right.
You know only too well, and we have had one instance within this very room, while I have been here, where it has been possible for one to come through without permission.
Yes.
So I say only to you, accept what comes. If it feels right to you, then please listen to it.
Yes.
But remember, you are endowed with your own free wills, your own judgments. Use your heart and your judgments well. I say no more to you than that.
Sure. Since I have felt on various occasions that I had been given the requisite information to enable me to make the judgment on a communicator, and I have found that very helpful and comforting.
Whilst you have such strong energy surrounding you, it is the most unlikely that the information you would be given would be of a negative nature.
Right.
So, happily accept what has been given to you. Take my assurance that there are many, many who are gathering at this particular time.
Good.
Many who are still as yet unknown. That's true. You can take with me.
Yep. It's interesting. One other thing, finally, then I would use you to what you wish to do. The gentleman whom you said would be there with us is banquets tonight, as you probably have noticed.
I have no doubt. I have said he will choose her tonight.
You did, indeed. Yes. It's very nice to see you with us again.
I must say that I am most fortunate, and I do not have your earthly
yeah.
Forgive me, I don't mean to put you down.
Of course you don't, I know that. We enjoy your humor.
It helps to not think.
Yes.
It is good that you all sometimes should laugh. Do you know each time you laugh, you smile, it actually raises vibrational energy. Did you know?
Yes, I could imagine that.
Yes, so please, all of you, laugh.
You do a little.
I beg your pardon, especially in your time of trouble. That is when it will be of more benefit to you.
You do have a lot of laughter at our other meeting. Quite often.
I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, not at all. Now, you wish us to be quiet or ask you what with everybody there?
I would appreciate it. This time it helps me also. Because I need
interrupt your work if I speak to the gentleman who's back with us. I think there's somebody with him.
No, you continue, and with your permission, I will remain here, but I will withdraw some words, so there will be no interference of me.
Thank you very much.
I say to you, God bless you. Love be within your heart, and until we meet again, I say, love for you.
You should certainly try to do that, and thank you very, very much. I appreciate you too.